January.
January 1st. You are beautifully and wonderfully made. A while back, I decided I needed my own mantra. Something that was personal and meaningful that I could tell myself to bring comfort and love, as well as root myself in the present moment. The Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made, so I came up with you are beautifully and wonderfully made. I say it to myself all the time, and it really helps me find peace knowing that I'm perfect just the way that I am, and I don't need anything beyond what I have within me. The goal for this day, in this new year, come up with a mantra that is yours. Each day, look in the mirror and repeat it back to yourself, even if you don't mean it.
January 2nd. One's destination is never a place, but a new way of seeing things. Henry Miller. I've been so blessed to be able to travel so much over these last few years. One of the most profound things I witnessed while traveling was seeing how much we take for granted. I've seen slums where people are walking around without shoes or jackets in the freezing cold. I've been to places where people are working so hard at such physically demanding jobs while making hardly any money. It taught me to value every person on this planet and to not take my job for granted. Goal: stay open to anything and take a day or a week seeing a new part of the world. If you can't afford to take time off work, then visit a new neighborhood in your own town. Be grateful for everything you have. January 3rd. Every life has a purpose. Share your story, and you may help someone find their own. The reason I decided to become honest about my personal struggles is because the issues that I've dealt with are still taboo to talk about. Self-harm, eating disorders, addiction, and mood disorders are things people aren't always open about. But it's so important that someone starts talking about these issues so that those who are struggling know that there is help out there. It is my job to be a beacon of hope for the little girl that doesn't have any. Goal: stand up for those who can't yet. Give them support and strength. January 4th. Life can be so difficult at times, but fighting through the pain is so worth it. It's better to feel every kind of emotion than not feel at all. I thought of this quote when I was at my dad's funeral, and it's what got me through the experience. I was on such a roller coaster of emotions. In the past, I would drink or restrict or find any way possible to avoid the immense pain I was in. People often choose to numb their pain with substances, but it's more courageous to walk through the fire with your eyes open. Instead of numbing my pain by using, I let myself feel all of the emotions that came to me. It was a difficult time in my life, but allowing myself to feel sadness and despair helped give way for the celebration of his life. It allowed me to begin healing in a healthy and honest fashion. Goal: allow yourself to feel the one thing you've been pushing away. Call a friend, be vulnerable, and share it with them. January 5th. There are so many beautiful, talented souls in this world. Don't let anything stand in the way of your potential. I've encountered so many people in my life who tell me that I can't do something. Those people are just testing you, and you can't let them bring you down. True friends will lift you up and believe in you. Don't allow anyone to tell you you can't live your dream, because if you don't believe in yourself, then nobody else will. Goal: think about one thing you've been holding back on doing and start doing it today. Be fearless. January 6th. Expose yourself to your deepest fear. After that, fear has no power. Jim Morrison. When I was a kid, I had the biggest fear of throwing up, and then I ended up becoming bulimic. Subconsciously, I was acting out my greatest fear. I hated throwing up so much, that I brought it upon myself. Goal. Make sure you aren't living out your fears, but releasing them. Try to remember that there is a purpose for every hardship or opportunity in your life.